Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The creative force behind a literary classic is being celebrated on a Sacramento stage. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein was published more than two centuries ago. The radical Gothic novel changed the literary landscape forever and is the inspiration behind countless iterations since it was first published in 1818. But the play is putting the author in the spotlight, exploring her remarkable life, filled with legendary successes, but also scandal and tragedy. Jenny Connors is the director of Mary Shelley, which will run from September 26th to October 12th at the Women's Theater Collective in Fair Oaks. She joins us along with actors Karma Matthews, Ryan Reese, and Lily Anastasia Morales. Welcome to you all. What a treat.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So Jenny, I want to start with you. What is the mission behind the Women's Theater Collective?
Well, our mission is to tell women's stories, to get women's stories on the stage more, and also to make the world a better place for women, one show at a time. So each of our shows partners with a nonprofit that directly works with women. So for this show, we are partnering with Hands Up for Hooters for breast cancer awareness.
Wonderful. And so how does Mary Shelley fit within the mission of the Women's Theater Collective?
Well, Mary Shelley was an amazing woman. She was very young, actually, when she wrote Frankenstein. And it's amazing how many people I've met and spoken to about the show who had no idea that Frankenstein was actually written by a woman, which is exactly why we want to tell her story.
Yeah, and it's telling her story, not the story of Frankenstein. Obviously, we can read it and we can watch it, but she had quite a life and a lot of success, of course, but also scandal and tragedy.
Yes, she was, she would have been all over the social media and the news and everything these days with the way she lived her life. She was definitely a radical, and we get to see that story of her life, her family, her relationship with the poet Percy Shelley, and what led to her coming up with this amazing story. She was a very bold, very intelligent woman.
Yeah, she seemed to just be unapologetic about who she was and how she wanted to live her life. She got married as a teenager. I believe Percy was already married, correct? So that was scandalous. And then she went on, she lost children throughout her life. I mean, overcame tragedy. But there's a lot of strength with Mary Shelley that I think is a great protagonist for a play.
Yes. She herself makes an amazing story, and it's just interesting to learn about her. I'm hoping people will come to the show, end up being more curious about who this woman is, go out, do some more research, and maybe even learn about some other female authors. I do want to make one note. I'm the artistic director, but I'm not actually the director of this show. Allison Gilbreth is directing this show. I get to also be in it. So
you do too. Oh, wow. What a treat. How much fun.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, Karma, you're going to be playing Mary Shelley. What drew you to this play?
Well, I was really interested in the show because I had heard the story of how Frankenstein the book was written. There's the story around her and Percy meeting Lord Byron at one of his estates and having a competition to come up with the best ghost story, and that was kind of the story behind Frankenstein, and I'd been familiar with that, but I didn't know much about Mary herself. So I went and I read the script before auditions, and I just found her life so fascinating. So I was really excited to have the opportunity to work with that story.
And Ryan, you're playing Percy. What drew you to this character?
So this character he's very interesting. He was just an interesting individual as a person. He lived very unapologetically, was a devout follower of Mary's father, William Godwin, who was another radical philosopher at the time. And Percy tried to live his life kind of to the ideals of William Godwin's philosophy, along with a lot of other philosophies. And he was a very interesting person. It's a lot like a lot of the other roles that I've played as an actor, and it feels kind of like a pinnacle of the things that I've done before.
Yeah. It seems like you had a lot to work with.
Yes, yes. I've been reading a lot of his poetry and a lot of his prose works, and it's It's very interesting.
Yeah. Well, Lily, you are playing Fanny.
Yes.
Who is she?
She's Mary's older sister. She's the daughter of Mary Wollstonecraft. And she's just a very tragic character. And I love being able to dive deep into the emotion that she shows throughout the play.
Well, we are also in for a treat because the three of you have a short scene prepared for us. We would love to take it in and listen to it.
I can't stay long. If he knew where I was.
How could he? Unless he's taken to following you.
No.
Has he?
No. But it took me an hour to walk here, and he'll wonder where I've gone. And if he asks me, I cannot lie to him.
'Tis fault we have to meet like this. You know, we came down to the shop 2 days ago. We waited outside for half an hour.
Yes.
You were in.
We all were in. How's Mary? How's Jane?
Well, Mary's pregnant.
Oh.
Yes, it took us ages to realize, but it's quite obvious now.
I see.
It's wonderful, but I don't know how we'll manage financially. Things are rather difficult. In fact, I've been running around all morning looking for someone who can lend us enough money for the rent. The landlord is getting belligerent.
I'm sorry. It's dreadful being in debt, crushing.
Are things bad at Skinner Street?
They've never been worse. It's not your fault.
I wish I could have given him more.
It's not your fault. Will you tell Jane that I'm sure her mother would see her if she came to the house alone, if she waited until my father went out?
Yes.
Mama is quite unwell. She is desperate to see Jane.
I'll tell her. Will you tell Godwin about the baby for us?
I can't. He's forbidden me from having contact with you. He checks the post.
Hello, Fanny.
Mary. Oh, Mary, I'm so glad about your baby. I must go now.
But don't.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you would be here. I promised him.
Fanny, how ridiculous. How absurd.
Don't be too hard on her.
What does she think he can do to her? She's a grown woman. How stupid.
Mary.
How stupid.
Clap, 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 clap. That was amazing. I mean, how was preparing for this play and these roles together? Because it's going to be premiering on Friday. That's a big moment for the three of you.
It's definitely been a process of getting to know our characters and getting to know how our characters would interact with one another and really just getting to the point where we could rely on instinct.
Mm-hmm. It's also been really interesting looking at the actual historical figures' relationships in relation to the show, and it has been really helpful to have that reference material when it came to building our characters and building our character relationships.
Yeah, the fact that we're all playing real people really helping is really helping. There's a lot of material to go off of, and it's quite a dialogue-heavy show, and there's only six speaking actors in the show, so it's been very collaborative. While it's about Mary Shelley, all the characters are about the same size in the show.
Wow, and Jenny, you're part of it as well?
I am, yeah. I bring some much-needed comedic relief here and there, I guess you could say. I play Mary Shelley's stepmother, Mrs. Godwin, and yeah, that's all I'll give away for now.
Yeah, you just want to tease a little bit.
Just a little teaser.
Yeah, because people are in for a treat starting on Friday. We still have a few minutes left. And Karma, I believe you have a monologue to share with us from Mary Shelley.
I do.
It's about a man who is driven, consumed by the desire to stretch the very limits of his power of science, of knowledge. He creates a creature from the parts of other humans, a living being. But when he has created it, he finds he cannot countenance its needs, its need for love, companionship, respect, its whole monstrous reality. It pursues him across mountains and seas, across the wide world. They grow to hate each other.
And was this about Frankenstein?
Yeah, that was her father at one point in the show asks her what her story's about, and this is the way she presents it to him.
Yeah, wonderful. I mean, the venue also, Jenny, is pretty striking. I mean, talk about the venue in Fair Oaks.
So we are in a space called The Hut, which wasn't specifically meant to be a theater. And what we've done is we've gone in and created a bit of a theater. They are actually currently working on the new Performing Arts Center right across the street, which we're anxiously awaiting getting into. But it's a little ways away, so we got creative. We're across the street. We made our own space. We dealt with some chickens. but we've gotten them to leave us alone now. Anyone who knows Fair Oaks Village knows the chickens.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think they just had their chicken festival. It's like an annual chicken festival. I think it was like last weekend or something. Yeah,
that's right.
They run the town.
Yes, they do. And they ran our little space for a little bit. But we think we've chased them out so that the audience can enjoy the show without the clucking.
Yeah. And I was reading the, you know, kind of the venue and kind of a description or for people to prepare. It says to bring a blanket and you can cozy up to watch the show unfold around you.
Yes. We're doing the show in the round. So there's a lawn. We're right there. And the audience is in one row all the way around us. They couldn't be more involved in what's happening. So, bring a blanket, bring a cushion. You get to watch under the stars. It's very atmospheric for the story of the mother of horror.
Absolutely. And I think that that really deepens the experience, not only for the audience, but I would also think for actors like yourself to have an audience surround you in this way in the elements. It sounds wonderful.
It's definitely a challenge for actors that I think is very good. For learning to expand how you interact with an audience, how you deliver a scene when you're not locked into the typical proscenium setup, how you make use of the space, being aware of what's in your atmosphere that you don't have any control over, but also just that amazing exchange of energy when the audience sees you from every angle. It's really exciting.
Well, Jenny, Karma, Ryan, and Lily, thank you so much for stopping by and congratulations. It's going to be a great time.
Thank you so much.
Clearly a lot of work done as well and a lot of talent. Jenny Connors is the artistic director of the Women's Theater Collective, and Karma Matthews, Ryan Reese, and Lily Anastasia Morales are the actors in the new performance of Mary Shelley. The play will run from September 26th to October 12th at the Women's Theater Collective in Fair Oaks. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, you can send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.